There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
So you guys now are on this network that I've started, right?
This is Gas Goose, Digital. I said this is awesome, and Goose said, unfortunately for him, yes, it's true as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. It took, I'm going to say, with your wife and I talking, a year?
6 years?
About a year. Right? Is that about right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, that's, you know, just because we're the kings of procrastination. So, you know, we'll get around to that. You know what
we'll
I mean?
We'll do it. We got
it. Yeah, we'll get it.
Well, here we are.
Oh, congratulations. This is the second video one, I think, or first or second video
one. Oh, the second video.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Wow. I appreciate
it. And what is it? What's the gap between that? A couple months?
That's fine.
What I'm saying.
By the way, just so you know, I'm a bevy of podcast useless knowledge, or take it how you ever want. Like, for most of this network, 96% of it is audio. You know, it's 4% that watch. That may change over the course of the next few years.
When people see us, they just start throwing up.
Because Wild Goose, you know, people were asking, they go, well, what are you and Jay, what's your show about? I said, it's useless information. And we also, the show contains zero nutritional value.
Oh, there we go. Well, then I just hit the nail on the head with that. So
exactly. Perfect.
Great to be a part of it.
Yes.
Thanks.
So
thanks,
you're picking a pizza place for his birthday. Yep. Are you a big pizza man, Zachy?
Without a doubt. I mean, who isn't?
I think that now that I tried not to have it because I'm trying to lose weight, so I stay away from it.
Stop that.
Yeah, well, you know.
What are you losing weight for?
I need to be about 20 pounds lighter.
Why? That's we love you the way you are. More of you. We love you.
You go, that's why you eat the thin crust, so you stay thin.
No, slim crust.
Slim crust.
You're kidding yourselves.
You eat the slim crust, so you stay slim.
It's slimming.
See what I'm saying?
But also, as rock and roll dudes, as rock stars, your job is to stay thin. That's like the number one job of a rock star, stay in shape.
And drugs.
And drugs.
It used to be.
That's why we're huge fans of Richard Simmons. He's not only an inspiration, he's a life coach.
He is? Is he still alive? I didn't even know he was still alive.
He's a powerlifting guru. As well,
we just talked to him. He's fine.
Is he fine?
No, he's fine. Yeah.
Wasn't there a podcast about finding Richard Simmons? Like, he disappeared for a while.
I don't know. You would know that.
I would know
his influence will never disappear.
That's fair enough. Him and Jack LaLanne are the two mains.
How about Jack LaLanne? He was amazing, man.
What was it? His 90th birthday, swimming with 90 boats on his back across the Hudson.
Amazing.
It's so funny because we're so old. His influence not only has lasted, but people don't know who he is anymore.
No,
I watched the TikTok video where a guy's looking at him up. He goes, who is this guy, Jack LaLanne?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my God.
He made it to 100 years old.
Yeah, he did.
That was amazing.
It's pretty wild. Yeah. Really? And it is inspiring. It's funny that it takes, unfortunately, I just came from doing my health and wellness show, so I'm a little more metaphysical right now, unfortunately. But it takes, unfortunately, tragedy or something bad to happen before you really try to start focusing on making your life better. I wish that wasn't true, but for most of us, it is. So for me, when I got really, really fat, and I got, one day I did a very popular radio show on SiriusXM, and I got about 1,000, you fat fuck. Emails, you look like Beige Shrek, you like all these fucking horrible.
All from Zach.
That's just very unnice. Yeah,
he was very unnice. Like,
that was
I remember. He was giggling.
Yeah. And he's like calling JD. JD, I got another one. We're going to call him Frankenfat. I'm like, oh man, come on.
Oh man.
Fatty Warbuckles.
By the way,
another one.
There was a time years ago, Zach, we're going back like 10, 12 years ago, where I used to just send you pictures of like porn shots. Do you remember me doing that to you?
Yeah, I still use them to this day.
I used to send them like inappropriate porn pictures for no reason.
You know what? Barb's always stealing them from me. That's right, woman. Sitting there over there shaking her head.
But, you know, so that was my catalyst. And now I've lost 70 pounds at this point, you know. And I need to lose 20 more to be back to where I was before I got fat.
Ravi, I'd like to lose 200 pounds.
How tall are you, Zachy?
How tall am I?
Yeah.
I tell Barb I'm 7'2". because it's all proportion.
It's all proportion. Yeah. How, were you like 6 feet? Is that about right?
But no, 6 feet tall.
You're 6 feet. Okay.
Because I have 2 feet.
JD has 2 feet.
Because it is easier to hide your fat when you're my height. People don't see it as much, you know. Because
what'd you do? You just cut out the sugar, man.
Yeah, and I ran. I know. I run, like you said. I run like 30 miles a week, you know. And yeah. I just watch what I'm eating.
Sugar's
a big
man.
One. Yeah, it sucks. It just
sugar's everything, man.
Yeah, it's a big one. Me? And carbs. Sugar and carbs are the two worst ones. But carbs, as in, you know, breads and pastas.
Yeah, starchy carbs.
Yeah, starchy carbs are shitty.
I mean, just tell any of your friends if they're like they want to lose weight. I go just. Don't drink soda. Don't drink this. Don't drink. I mean, I'm just saying. All I drink is. I remember at one point I was 223. It's bulking. You know, just eating normal. I always eat clean, anyways. But I'm lifting and everything like that. Just literally cut out sugar. Cut out every starchy carbs, everything like that. No cardio. Just lifting heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But got down to like 192.
Oh, wow. But no cardio.
No cardio.
Because to me, the only reason why I like cardio is because it's quiet time, you know, where no one's bothering.
Yeah, just to get away from it. But that's the same thing with lifting, though.
Yeah, you know, I guess that's true.
If you're lifting by yourself and you don't have JD yelling at you.
And you like flash dance, right?
Yeah, I do. I do enact these scenes, the dance
moves. I definitely
dig
flash dance, too. You know, I like the thing where me and JD do it all the time on stage, you know, where we just douse each other with water. And
the leg warmers and shit.
I do in the barnyard scene in Footloose, I do that by myself very often.
That's not bad either.
That helps me really unwind that scene.
JD enjoys doing the floating off the bed from The Exorcist. And we also enjoy doing the getting eaten by a shark Quint scene.
Definitely.
We like to recreate that one as well.
All the time.
I one thing I do know, I've got to ask you this.
What
is a bear's favorite drawing?
A bear's favorite drawing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A portrait.
That's a Jersey City bear.
Normally broadcast show here. WrestleMania. You said that this WrestleMania was probably the biggest of them all. Yeah, but that's a combination. You said that's a combination of 2 days, though.
2 days, but 156,000 people.
Over 2 days.
That's insane, man.
But like we were saying, I said when the Warrior wrestled Hulk Hogan, I think it was 80 or 90,000.
On the one day.
At the Sky Dome one show.
We'd have to look up that stat. I'm not sure. But 156,000. That's how big it still is, Zach. I mean, because, you know, we've been removed for a while, man. You know, I have been anyway. But this one, though, in particular, looked like it was really good. Like they brought back a lot of old timers, you know, or older, you know, things, and like Triple H announced the whole thing. You know, Stone Cold was back. Vince McMahon wrestled.
You're saying Steve, I didn't catch all the highlights, but I saw Steve do a couple stunners and stuff like that.
He wrestled the first night.
But who did he wrestle?
I forget the guy's name again. Maybe, Bri, you can look that up for us and tell me, because I forget. But he wrestled.
I know, because, I mean, you know, the reason why Steve's retired.
I know.
He broke his neck, and doctor's like, bro, you fall off a ladder, changing light bulbs in a house, you may be paralyzed. Like, you know, let alone have you jumping in a ring. Hey, like, stop, man.
You're like the 15 years of pent up rage, you know. And all it was amazing. I might have to go back in. I might have to come back in.
Oh my God! You pulled the plug. You were out probably as soon as Warrior got in.
Yeah, it was.
And I was still when I was a Warrior freak. Oh, that's when you pulled the plug. Right.
Exactly. I was kind of done.
You were out then.
Yeah.
You were out by 90, probably by 91. You were out 92.
Yeah, probably around there. Because I remember going to the first WrestleMania. I think I was at Berkeley, and I went to the Boston Garden to see it. They showed it on the big screen.
On the big screen.
Yes. I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah, but, the pay-per-view.
Yeah, totally. But then, you know, maybe a couple years after that, and that was about it for me. But then you hung out. You were in there for the 90s.
Yeah, the Warrior.
Yeah.
I got so into the Warrior. So, yeah. I mean, it was just
like. Steve after that.
Yeah, and then I started falling off, like, right after the Warrior, when the Warrior stopped.
Yeah.
I kind of fell off. And then all of a sudden, he was coming back. I was like, oh, this is awesome. But I mean, and then after that, you know, then that's when Steve started taking over.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's when that was the next wave.
Yeah.
But, you know, but Steve's run really wasn't that long either because that's when he hurt his neck.
I hear you. But he wrestled the first night. Kevin Owens he beat. And then the second night, he was involved. It was pretty funny. Here it is. Hold on. Let me tell you what happened. Pat McAfee, right? He wrestled Austin Theory, who's one of like Vince McMahon's upcomers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he beat him. And then he challenged McMahon to a wrestling match, and then Vince beat him. Right. And he punted a ball because Pat McAfee was a punter for the Colts. And he's a SmackDown announcer.
Wait, is that his finishing move? He punts everyone in the face.
He punted the ball right out. It was pretty funny. But then and Stone Cold came running out. Here's him celebrating with Pat McAfee. Ah, oh, no, that's Vince McMahon.
Vince. But-
yeah, yeah.
You're completely. Oh my God! That what a disaster.
Let me see. I never seen this.
God, that was terrible.
Let's see.
Terrible. Steve was going to when he kicks him in the stomach. He's supposed to, that's when he's supposed to give him the stunner right after that. Right. Watch.
Oh, he fell down.
Wait. Oh, come on. Oh my.
That was terrible.
Now, because I saw the McAfee guy, he really sold. He saw.
Oh, he's great. Let's see that one too. That one.
Yeah, that was a great sell.
That was great.
Poor, you know, Vince was bumming right after that. He wants it to be great, man.
Totally.
Oh,
and he messed it all up.
Oh, not only once, twice.
I know. He fell down.
Like the first time he messed it up, and then after he came off the rope, Steve's like, oh, okay, well, we'll just improvise. You can see it. We'll come off, and then I'll give it to you once we get off the ropes. He's still clamped now.
Here we go. This is
there you go.
That's awesome.
That's a good sell.
It was great. He was friends with him, and then he turned on him.
Yeah. Steve took the victory lap right after that.
That was awesome.
What's going on, gang? Zach Wild and the Goose here. We want to take a quick second and thank one of our newest sponsors and a company that's been supporting our bands for years now, the Mad Viking Beard Company.
The team at Mad Viking has one purpose. It's to help their bearded and tattooed brothers of the world become their absolute best.
They believe it's not enough to only look good, but you must also feel good and live life to its fullest, Goose.
The Mad Viking Brotherhood is strong, Zachy, and has partnered with Black Label Society to bring our fans a top-notch collaboration to commemorate the anniversary of the Sonic Brew debut release.
That's right. Made with premium ingredients and a unique scent. Profile created specifically for the Sonic Brew release, Goose.
Ooh.
The Black Label Society Beard Care line is a must-have for all the bearded metalheads. Yeah. And, of course, just like all their other products, is proudly made in the USA.
In addition to the Black Label Society line, check out all their other beard and skincare products. And one of my personal favorites, the Tattoo Balm. Oh, yeah.
Look. We have a lot of time and money invested in our ink, and it doesn't make sense to use subpar, overpriced, or generic bomb on our art.
Go check out madvikingbeard.com for their full line of hair and skincare products. While you're there, make sure you get the Black Label Society Sonic Brew anniversary line before it's gone.
Oh, yeah, Goose.
Yeah.
Again, that's at madvikingbeard.com.
Yep.
And use promo code BLS20 for 20% off your next order. And join the horde of guys making a switch to Mad Viking.
Yeah!
You know, let me just throw this one at you, Goose.
What's that?
What did the bear say when he had to relay an unhappy message?
What did the bear say when he had to relay an unhappy message?
Yes.
I don't know, Zach.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh,
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
The bad news bearers.
Yes. Well, that's where I would have been if I would have had to tell Will he's got to hand the Oscar over.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news. Oh, I just get away with this thing all the time. I feel awesome.
This is great.
A win's a win.
That's right.
Suck it up.
But you're entertained, man. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Totally. But like anybody losing their mind over wrestling. No, but it's the same thing.
Right. I hear you.
It's just like, what are you worried about?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, how everybody's losing their mind right now over Jake with all these fights with Jake Paul.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is a joke. What? I go, yeah, but it's entertaining.
It's totally entertaining. How much money are they making and bringing in? How many people are interested?
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
I think it's great.
I hear you.
Father Castillo, Joey Castillo, Joey, you know, because Joe's a, we're all fight fans.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
talking about like whether it's Roberto Duran and
right.
and Leonard and Hagler,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
you know.
Razor and, Ruddock
yeah,
and Tyson.
Hearns and, you know, like all yeah. the Roberto Duran and everything yeah, like yeah. that. So like we're talking about, you know, you're talking about boxing and stuff like that. You know, him, you know, I was just joke with Joey. He's the Bert Sugarman of yeah. Zach Sabbath. You know what
exactly.
I mean? It's like, you know. Boxing historian, right? Yeah. We're talking about Jack Dempsey and mm-hmm. and all the guys. So, but you know, he like this has got him thoroughly disgusted. And I love Jake Paul. I just think yeah. it's the greatest thing yeah. ever, just because it's just so annoying
he
and
gets
everyone
so pissed.
Oh, just driving everybody yeah. insane. So I just think,
well, beat
I just
him.
Keep rubbing it in.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Beat him
because it's like, yeah, it's hilarious.
Right? Has he lost yet?
No.
Well, there you go.
And, well, I think the one was a draw. It came out right. a draw, the last fight he had. And then now when they fought the second time, then he knocked them out.
There
so, you
go.
Know, I mean, so, yeah. And I mean, but the guys he's fighting are chumps. I mean, these guys are like, they're yeah. MMA guys.
Right.
Mind you, wow. they're not professional boxers, but he, you know, Jake doesn't claim to be a pro boxer either. He's just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
no, I enjoy boxing and everything like that. But uh-huh. I'm fighting guys that actually do have skills.
Yeah.
But I mean, but it's driving people insane.
Like
I mean,
purists.
The comments.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
The boxing purists.
It's the same thing. Like when I was at Berkeley, the jazzers, the purists, they hated the rock thing. It's just, everybody's got to hate on something, man. You know what I mean? They're like, I don't know.
I just think it's pretty hilarious.
It's hysterical.
But Daniel like said, Cormier I mean, said
DJ
he would
thing,
not
God,
train
God bless
him.
You. You know, if that's, then don't go.
Yeah.
Change the channel, man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I hear you. You don't have to fucking watch it. You can just put on whatever you want.
Yeah.
Put on Barney.
Yeah. Put on Barney. Yeah, exactly. That's what I do.
Love Barney.
How does a bear catch fish? How does a bear catch fish?
With his hands.
His bare hands. His bare hands.
Ah, I was close. I was close, Maggie.
The knowledge that comes out of this thing as soon as you put it on.
That's amazing.
I guess we'll get this over here. Here you go, Goose.
Oh, there you go.
Here we go.
Jennifer Lopez rings.
Since 1985, Jennifer Lopez, 5, Oakland Raiders, nothing. now, my whole thing is like this with relationship therapy.
There you go.
There it is. There it is. So
she's killing it, man.
No, it's awesome. But I mean, my whole thing is like this. You know, you got the old school, you know, because people ask us, it's like, man, how do you stay in a relationship, you know, with Barb? You guys are on the road all the time and, you know, you got the kids or whatever. The whole thing is there is no secrets. You either like your situation or you don't. You know, and then you also yeah. have the old school where, you know, like with our parents.
You don't get divorced.
No, they just hang in there and I'm going –
They hate each other.
What do you think was the last time Scotty's parents had, you know, relations? And you're like, well, Zach, how old's Scott now? This is like when we're teenagers. You go,
yeah.
Well, we're all 18 years old now. You go, probably 18 years ago. You know, I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're miserable. Yeah.
Oh, they're miserable and they're still together. Where I mean, nothing but you can't go around life being miserable either.
It's too short, man. You got
to. No, and you know, so but also something has to be said.
Diddy,
I'm saying when we, you know, our parents are in God's tavern now. But I mean, if we spoke to our parents, if they were around today, they go, oh, there was multiple times where we thought I was no longer going to be a Yankee fan. I couldn't take it anymore. You know, I couldn't take the losing anymore. and it was enough bad seasons and I'm out. You know, I guarantee you our parents, but they were like, we're just glad we stuck it out.
Yeah.
So what I'm just saying is there's always another side to the coin.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't give up so easy though, you know?
Yeah. And listen, man, I you know, with J-Lo, I get it. Like if you ask Jen, no, I'm just saying, it was just like, well, Jen, what happened with the, and she's just like, she could probably give you a grocery list.
Yeah.
Of reasons why I had to split. But this is some comedy. We were just talking the other day. I was just talking with Barb. And, you know, we were talking about these relationships. I go, you know, unless you met your high school sweetheart, like, you know, me and Barb, yeah. I've known her since sixth grade. And I, you know, like any of our friends that we know is just like that have been married that long, you know, or just they're still together and they met in high school, whatever. Like, if you don't marry a high school sweetheart, like, you know, where, like I told Barb, I go, if we hadn't have met in high school, there is no way. That this relationship ever happens. Where am I meeting you? Where am I meeting you? At a Frank Marino concert? Mahogany Rush?
Yeah.
You went to Dan Reed Network that night. We were in New York.
Yeah,
it was Frank Marino, Mahogany Rush at the Ritz. And Dan Reed Network was like right down the road. Barb was there and she goes, nah, I'm going to. And she left and went to go see Dan Reed Network.
Yeah.
And like, I go, where am I running into you? At a Madonna concert?
Nah. It would never happen.
A Black Label show? You going to a Black Label show? I find this hard to believe. I find it hard to believe. Well, get rid of Black Label. You going to a Black Label. I'm talking me and JD's just in a bar at a club where you guys are at or whatever, which I can't see that ever happening because, you know, where you roll with your friends and where I roll with my friends. I'm going and we're in a bar. I'm just trying to picture you with your girlfriends looking across the bar going, yeah, see that guy with the Doom Crew hat on? And, yeah, whatever, with the beard? Yeah. Oh, I want a piece of that action.
No. She's
No, there is no Ray Ray. There is no J-Man.
Nothing.
There is no Hendrix. There is no Sabatini. It just doesn't happen.
No, it's because where you were.
No, I mean, because like we were talking, like professional wrestlers, you know how like they always, you end up with the people you're around.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're in wrestling, so you're around these girls. Oh, you're JD's dating Susan now. You know, like she's the WWE champ, and you know you're the Intercontinental champion. It's just we're always together all the time, and then you guys just started becoming friends, and then you're hanging out, and then next thing you know, you guys start dating.
Yeah.
Because you're around each other.
Yep.
You're like the workplace or whatever.
Totally.
You know? I'm like going.
There's no way.
I'm just picturing Barb. I go, there's no way. Because I'll just bust her chops just going like, you know, she'll go, oh, I didn't even say. I go, well, you should have read the fine print in the contract. You know, like whatever.
This is what it's
going to
be.
Whenever she's getting pissed at me or annoyed or she's just like, which is basically every day, you know. So what I'm just saying, she's just getting pissed off or she goes, will you stop or whatever. I should have read the fine print in the contract. That's why you got to read the contracts, boy.
You need that. You need a lawyer sometimes. Oh, buddy.
No, but it's the truth. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, it's because I hear you, man. I mean, even think about it. Like the best bands that we love just happen to be in the same area growing up.
Yeah. I mean, like what are the chances of that happening? Think about it, Goose. If you wouldn't have went to Close Encounters that night or heard about, like me and you would have never hooked up.
No. I cursed that day every fucking day. What are you going to do?
No, but I mean, I'm just saying, like,
it's the truth.
I'm just saying, like,
me and you
didn't grow up in the same neighborhood.
I
could walk over to your house and then we could jam and talk about Al DiMeola and Jocko.
40 minutes away. So if I didn't go to that club that night, I would have never met you. And just because we were in the same area.
No, it's crazy.
Pretty, you know, that's playing the same area places anyway, you know.
I mean, when you look at Sabbath, how they met, and then when you look at Zeppelin, you know, it was just because, I mean, Jimmy had known John Paul Jones. So that kind of, you know, because it's a studio
sessions,
thing.
Yeah.
So he's like, I think I'm going to start my own band. He goes, let me know, man, if you need a bass player or whatever. I'd love to do it or whatever. So he had a connection there. But like you said, if they weren't doing sessions, he would have never met John Paul Jones.
Well.
So, and then, same like area. I said, if he wouldn't have heard about Robert and then went for, you know, and then because like, well, you know, what Jimmy always says, he goes, man, I was just like, man, what's the problem with this guy? Why isn't he like already famous or in a big band or because he's amazing? Yeah. And he goes, maybe he's just, you know, people can't get along with him or so. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what he was thinking. Yeah, yeah. So, but then, yeah. But so when it clicked with Robert, like he would, the reason why John Bonham gave, because they were almost kind of like a package deal because they were buddies.
Yeah.
So that's how that all worked out.
Totally.
You know, so it just by chance. But like you said, if Jimmy lived in Scotland, chances are he's not hooking up with any of those guys.
Never would have happened.
And Ozzy would have never ran into – Ozzy was buddies with Bill, but, you know, like he knew Tony from high school and Geezer, but, like, they didn't hang out all the time.
Beatles, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, totally.
It is, you know, it's just – but it's – it is crazy with, you know, I just think it would be a bar. I go, there's just no way. I don't see – if we didn't go to high school together, there's no way. And, I mean, you know, like you said, with J-Lo, she's either hanging out with these guys – that are either in movies with her or because exactly. It's where she's at.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but like,
yeah, but you would have never hooked up with Barb. Never.
No, I don't see it happening. She was like, well, I don't think I go. No, I don't see it happening. No. Where am I ever meeting you? Ever. You go to these roller skating things. You just go roller skating things with your girlfriend.
Oh, you went once. No.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Come on. Let's go in the Black Label and the Doom Crying Den. Let's go pump some power.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you would have met.